Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here's the thing is like we've had to win in so many different ways all year. Mm-hmm. We've had so many weird wins during the regular season, during the playoffs. So why would that change? Because we're here in the finals. It's not changing. So me and we just keep staying at it and just keep believing.
Tyrese Halliburton, the Pacers stun the Thunder. Halliburton, late game heroics again. He's had a shot like that in every round. The numbers on him, the stats on him are incredible. In the final minute and a half of the fourth quarter in overtime this year, he's 12 of 13 from the field. It's just an unbelievable finisher in those moments, and the Pacers take a 1-0 series lead. Tonight, it's game two of the Stanley Cup Final from Edmonton, Panthers, and Oilers. Edmonton's up one game to none, so we'll go for game two. Meanwhile, good morning. Jeremy and Joe go to the Western Hotline. We're going to bring in Mike Giannetti of SpotTrack because there's a story in the NFL that's percolating. Maybe it's getting a little bit bigger. Roger Goodell's name on this one, too, about the salary cap system and how it might change, and we thought no better person to talk about it with than Mike Giannetti of SpotTrack. Mike, good morning. Thanks for taking some time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Yep.
So, Mike, the story is that the league is, and Goodell and some owners are worried a little bit about the salary cap system. Of course, they like having a cap, but it's the system that is really coming into focus here, and whatever, under their focus. What is it, big picture view, that the league is starting to wade into the waters here on making changes going forward?
Yeah, so this one gets pretty in the weeds here, but for the surfacey here, it's the cap gymnastics that we reference so much that have become pretty prevalent across the league. In fact, I've put some social media stuff out this morning that kind of highlights how many teams are actually using multiple signing bonuses, void and dummy years, all these mechanisms that can be used to essentially delay when salary cap actually hits the books. And that's the thing, right? The digger you deep into this, or the deeper you dig into this, this is a cash conversation, right? And for the past eight seasons, according to our numbers, teams have spent more cash than they've allocated salary cap in that single season. That's been an eight-year run on average. So this is a cash conversation that is using the salary cap as a way to adjust how much cash has to get spent out going forward. And that's going to be a tough sell for a league that is kind of printing its own money right now.
Yeah, this would have to be in the new CBA to change the way the salary cap works. And I think one of the takeaways here is the Players Association would not want this because cash is king, right? The cash is more important than the cap to the players. They're getting paid.
Oh, no question. And by the way, the use of the proration that I'm talking about, right? So signing bonuses over a five-year stretch, that's helping them make more money as a player because, of course, the team can allocate much more money over 5 years than they'd be willing to do over 1 or 2 years. So this conversation is treading a lot of water here, and it's going to reduce pay if anything is changed over the course of the next CBA. But I will say this, Jeremy, the Players Association has not done well in holding back these kinds of things from changing. So the fact that Roger Goodell himself has made the statement is not a good moment for the Players Association.
Is Goodell putting his name on it an indication, you think, that there are enough teams that would support or maybe get to a point where they support a change here? Because wouldn't a team like Philadelphia or some of these teams that are spending void years, I guess how many of those teams would you think, no, we don't want to change it because we're the ones that usually get an advantage doing it this way?
I think it's really interesting the teams that were singled out, at least from what came out of these meetings from Goodell, the Eagles, the Rams, to some degree Baltimore, teams that are successful and also do this, right? How about a team that wasn't mentioned, the Saints, who hasn't won a Super Bowl since 2010? They have. They pioneered this mechanism back in 1993, essentially, when the hard cap came back into existence. So I do think there's a little bit of remorse happening here, right? It's not unlike what's happening with the Tush Push conversation, right? It's being talked about because it's been successful on the team that just won the Super Bowl. So I do think there's a little bit of recency bias happening here. But there are 6-7 teams in the league right now that don't do any of this. One of them being the Giants, a recent Bills iteration front office that is really holding bar to not going down this road as much as possible. So yeah, there's certainly a split, a divide with teams that do this, use this, love this, are successful with this. Is there a majority? That's probably tough to sell right now. Yeah. I think it's probably a few characters coming forward and Goodell sort of owning up to them, because it is an interesting conversation to at least bring to the forefront, but I don't think it would have majority at this point right now.
Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack. I'll probably ask similar questions, but I feel like hearing it different ways might help me understand it and help others out there understand it. Basically, the reason that players would not support this is because the salary cap as it exists, you can kind of borrow from your future, right? You take out a loan against your own cap in future years. And Mike, I guess part of this is also the growing cap, the level of which it's growing every year means that owners that have the cash to do that really don't have to worry about borrowing from the future because there's always more space. Meanwhile, an owner that doesn't want to spend that cash, that's probably who is leading this, to say, why don't we get this thing actually in between the two lanes and the highway here? No more borrowing from your future. You've got your money to spend. Let's all find a way to do it and stay in the rules. Because, if I'm an owner that's maybe not as liquid, I'm upset about the guys that are spending more money. We're supposed to be on an even playing field here, right? Is this about the lower cash flow owners?
Yeah, let me make sure I get the David and Goliath comment out there, because you're absolutely right with this. Owners that are willing and able to hand out a bunch of cash every offseason, like what's happening with Philadelphia right now with Jeffrey Lurie and a couple of these other organizations that are really doing this annually with the same players, they are succeeding with this kind of moniker, right? And this is what happened with Tom Brady, by the way, for 18 years, essentially, right? A new signing bonus every offseason, keep the cap moving down the line. So this is not new, but you're right. This is a cash conversation, and it's about organizations. I would lump Green Bay back into this conversation. I know they were the big push team. They're probably in on this. This is a non-owner entity in terms of the Green Bay Packers that is not liquid like some of these other organizations are. They are against this. They do not do this on a regular basis. In fact, they have two player contracts that include this void dummy year situation that we're referring to here. So it's definitely a David and Goliath situation. And by the way, Jeremy, there are things that I think have gone overboard. Which there's rollover cap. The cap is going up 15%. There is plenty of space to make this all work and keep players getting paid with inflation every single year. So I'm not saying that things haven't gone too far. I do believe that, the use of these dummy years probably can be dialed back a little bit. But if it's dialed back entirely and this becomes an actual hard cap in this league, single year by single year, players will absolutely make less money. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Would also, for a fan standpoint, like the NHL cap is pretty easy to understand, right? Like, hey, 6 years, $30 million, that's a $5 million hit. Put it on the books and like lock it in there. And there's no reworking of contracts. Mike, how would this be factored in with non-guaranteed contracts? Because isn't that part of what's kind of baked in is that you're non-guaranteed. So one number looks different, and there's so much math to kind of fuzzy the numbers up, whereas a lot of these other sports, like I signed for $30 million, I'm getting $30 million. So can the league get this one thing accomplished without, in the meantime, giving up guaranteed contracts?
They shouldn't. That would be my first conversation if I'm the Players Association. It would be either we're fully guaranteeing all these salaries to sort of compromise and balance things out, or we're going to talk about the revenue split. And, you know, the fact that you call it a 48-52, but it's actually probably a 44, right, in terms of what the players are actually getting at the end of the day. And we're going to bring that forward so that there's at least more money available to players to go around. So, yeah, yes, that is it. If we're going to flatline these contracts to look more like the NBA and the NHL to make things a little bit easier and maybe more balanced across the league, those are the kind of compromises that this next CBA have to have discussions about.
Mike, I saw a chart yesterday that it was comparing how much cash the teams are spending per year versus what the cap is. And I think last year, or maybe this year, it's 7% more on average that teams are spending versus the cap. How high could that go? Do you think these teams that are putting the dummy years in, the void years like we're talking, could push the envelope even further? Or do you think we've about reached the max that they would want to push it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
No, I think that's actually the big conversation. I think the chart you're referring to is the one that compares the percent of cash versus the percent of cap.
Yes, yeah.
That's gotten as high as 14% of cash over cap just 5 years ago. And you're right, it's 7% now. That's going to be 9% by the end of this offseason. There's plenty of more work to do here in terms of sliding cap down the road here. So the average over the past 5-6 years is about 10% more cash than cap. That's the conversation, right? And we can say that you know teams are delaying cap too much and they're paying the piper down the line. But this is about why are we paying this much cash if there's so much cap available to us? And agents are maybe getting this over a little bit here. So that's the big conversation. That chart is very important, and the cash flow is a very important conversation to this.
Story to watch in the NFL is Goodell and some owners look to make changes. It's not going to be an easy one. It won't happen quickly. The other caps tend to be a little simpler than the NFL cap.
Is there anybody else that's worth mentioning here? You mentioned the Giants. I think I saw a stat, maybe it was actually from you, the one about the Steelers versus the Browns, and maybe the Steelers are a team that doesn't do this a lot. Is there anyone else that you feel like is worth mentioning as somebody that would not be happy with the way it's currently set up?
Yeah, I can tell you right now that the teams that don't do this at all right now, at least in this current mechanism, the Patriots, the Giants, the Steelers, the Bears, and the Raiders, they're off the board in terms of any of this conversation. And then at the top, the Bills are up there. The Bills are fourth right now in terms of void year contracts. The Browns, the Eagles, and the Saints are above them, but they have kind of turned a new leaf with how they're running things based on all these internal contract extensions over the past couple off seasons.
It's interesting. Those teams at the bottom you mentioned, those are big brand teams. Those are big markets. So it's interesting that they would be on that list.
How much of that is old ownership? I mean, I don't know. That might be
maybe.
That might just be a coincidence. Mike, on the Bills there, I remember Bosa got one. And upping the number of void years, is that something that you've seen Brandon Bean in the last year or two have a big uptick in?
Big time. Big time over the last 2 years. In fact, he was pretty public about not going down that route for a long time and not cap converting and all the stuff that comes with this. And then, you know, you bend before you break, unfortunately, that Josh Allen contract and a few others just kind of forced his hand, not to mention what the Eagles were doing, what the teams were doing that were becoming successful, right? By the way, a team that's not doing this, Kansas City. One void year contract, it's Patrick Mahomes. That's it. They do not do this on a regular basis, though they do convert cap and push it down the line a little bit. So it's a kind of a yin and a yang right now. You've got some successful teams at the bottom of this conversation, many at the top of this conversation. But yeah, Buffalo has sort of changed course over the past two off seasons.
Before we let you go, James Cook, next week we could get the next step in this with mandatory minicamp, whether or not he shows up or not. He's made a social media suggestion of $15 million. His brother tweeted 20. What's the right number for Cook? Like, where should the Bills go on this based on the league, the position, the climbing cap? I mean, running back has had its own roller coaster here, and it feels like things are getting better for running backs. What's right for James Cook?
I mean, the math says 10. I know 10's not going to get it done. You know, 10 might be what the Bills are offering, right? Because they've been pretty good about coming with a number and kind of holding to that number. I think the positive for him right now is that Kyron Williams is in a very similar situation and a very similar resume. And both are looking for, I think, the right kind of contract over the next couple of months from their respective teams. So there may be a little bit of a back and forth with those negotiations if they can feed off each other a little bit.
Last thing for me, I was thinking about Barkley the other day and how when he was a franchise tag, which is, I know, different, but when he was going through with the Giants, they gave him a couple million dollars more to kind of come in and make that better for that 1 year. Can the Bills, could is that an outcome here, or is that not how that would work with him still being in his rookie contract, Mike, where the Bills and him could say, all right, we're not going to do an extension, but we'll throw a couple million here to make everybody happy?
Yeah, you'd have to rip up that rookie contract and start over. And he already got a pretty nice raise because of the performance escalator. So he's over $5 million cash right now. So you'd have to rip that up, start over, maybe give him like a one-year kind of an early franchise tag type situation with some incentives built into it. I'm not sure he's buying that. He's definitely looking for a multi-year guarantee right here.
All right. Mike Jannetty of SpotTrack. Mike, thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike.
You bet.
That story from Goodell, that story about the cash flow, it just, I realize it might not be the most, whatever, entertaining, engaging, but it's, to me, it matters to understand that all these teams are actually not on the same playing field. We think of them like they are.
Yeah.
But they're definitely not. The Saints haven't succeeded with it. But what the Eagles do financially against, like, the Steelers, as he mentioned, you're just not playing with the big boys if you're the Steelers. Right. And that, to me, that's nuts. All these other teams are dipping into their future knowing there's going to be more money down the line, and the owner has to make the commitment. Like, you know, you sign a contract for $100 million guaranteed. That all that's got to go into escrow. You got to be liquid with that cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of wild that we think of the NFL as this capped league where parity reigns. And because of these little levers that teams can pull, they can really get a lot out of it. The Eagles model is, sure, on NFL Network and on, you know, these film shows, like, oh, look at the front four and how they've drafted. How do they keep all these players together offensively? By doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They spend more. They are willing to spend more cash. That's how they keep it together. So I think it's really interesting, and I don't know, you know, what the future holds for the NFL and the cap, but
it would make me want to bet on teams that are also pouring as many resources in as possible, figuring it out before the other ones. Like, comparing Cleveland and Pittsburgh there and the wide gap between them, Cleveland's got it wrong. Like, not on this, but they got the quarterback wrong, right? They signed him to all that money, and he ended up being terrible, karma, so they end up stinking. They made the playoffs the one time, but they stink right now. But I don't know. Wouldn't I bet on them figuring it out before Pittsburgh? Because they're doing other weird stuff. Like, they're fully guaranteeing rookie contracts. See that? Like, they're stopping. I don't know if this is still true. It was true last Friday that every round of the draft, a bunch of the rookies had signed, like almost all of them. In the second round, I think there have only been two guys who have signed. And it's because they signed fully guaranteed contracts. Mm. And Cleveland did it. The first guy, Schweissenberger, the linebacker that we talked about for
UCLA.
The Bills, they fully guaranteed his contract. So now what's everybody doing after him in the second round? they're saying, wait a minute, he got a fully guaranteed contract. Why can't I get that? So, not to say it's even smart business, but Cleveland is putting resources into it. So, they might stink right now, but I don't know. I would want to bet on a team like that getting good before I would bet on Pittsburgh, even though the histories of the two franchises would tell you you should probably bet Pittsburgh. I'd bet Cleveland figures it out.
It is interesting to note, you know, Mike says there with Allen's contract, the Bills' hand might be forced to, you know, start to use more void years. That might also be feeling like you're closer to getting to the finish line.
Yeah.
We got to do it. Pour in a little bit more, a couple more void years. I mean, Bosa's cap hit being five because he's on a one-year deal with a void year or a couple at the end.
Because they're borrowing from next year's cap.
Yeah.
Because they're putting $7 million of it into next year.
Which is,
so instead of doing it for 12 this year, let's do it for five this year and seven next year when he's not on the team anymore.
Right. Which is something you should definitely be doing if you're a contending team trying to get one more player. So it's nice to see the Bills doing it. I mean, it's definitely a thing that, you know, you need your owner to do more than your GM. It's really about, is your owner willing to do it? And the GM to some degree as well, because it, you know, he's the one working around the cap, but every other cap goes up.
And isn't that also, like, hearing all this, like, the Bills, what do you say, the Bills are fourth in that? He had Cleveland above them and Philly.
Philadelphia,
and there was one other.
New Orleans way up there.
It just makes it even more incredible how they operate versus how the hockey team operates. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Because there's no reason to complain. Sure, they don't do it as much as Philly. You know, you could aspire to that. You could hope, man, I wish I could do it as much as Philly does it. Because Philly does it a ton. But they're fourth. Versus the hockey team, where it's just like, I don't know. They've left, what is it, $30 million on the table in the last 4 years of cap?
It's 60, isn't it?
Or 60, maybe 60, right, it's higher. Yeah.
$60 million in unused cap since 2020, I think, like, is the number.
It's so different.
803-0550. Happy Friday. The Steelers have put out a hype video.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It is very...
The football traveling through the air as it spins. It says, agreed to terms.
It's the weirdest video I've seen in a long time.
It's weird video.
The Steelers hype video for Aaron Rodgers is a bunch of highlights of him in Green Bay and with the Jets. And there's one Photoshop slash, I guess, AI version of Rodgers from behind with blonde hair wearing a Steelers jersey. I mean... Joe,
what number do they have him on in there, by the way? Does it say? Or do they don't have a number?
No, there's no number.
Okay, because I've seen some stuff there about, like, ESPN's been photoshopping him in number 12, I guess.
But that's Terry Bradshaw.
And what did Terry Bradshaw just say about Aaron Rodgers?
Go away.
Go away. I don't want you. Terrible. Like, imagine he's not going to ask Bradshaw for it, right?
He's going to wear eight then?
Although, wouldn't it be the most Aaron Rodgers thing ever to tell Pittsburgh, like, last thing here, I need 12.
I don't think 12 is retired.
12 is not retired by the Steelers.
It's not?
It's not.
So he wouldn't have to ask Bradshaw?
He wouldn't.
Do you think he would do it out of spite? Oh, like, this old clown is talking about me in the media. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear 12. I'm going to wear his number. See how he feels about that one. Oh, that could be such a juicy story. He's definitely the type of person who would do that. Totally.
Yeah. Wait, now I see that it is retired.
It is retired?
No, it does not. Sorry. A lot of the headlines, if you search it, will say, retired numbers. Will he wear 12? And you click, it's like, it's not retired.
So he can just wear 12.
He could just wear 12.
I wonder what the Steelers would do there. Would they be like, Aaron, you want to not do that? I don't really... The organization would be like, can we not stoke this flame?
Yeah.
He might say, I want it anyway.
I'm glad, though, that if you see this video, I'm glad you noticed the same thing I did, because it's... of all the hype videos that have ever been weird, a spinning football in the air on a pass, having agreed to terms, put on the football as it spins, and that's the only thing you see from the Steelers. You wouldn't even really know that he signed in this hype video other than that. If you just watch this video, I've noticed you would think.
Very quickly, because we're late to break. Is it not strange the Steelers don't have Bradshaw's number retired? They only have three retired numbers. Franco Harris, Ernie Stoutner, who's played in the 50s and 60s, and then Joe Green, Mean Joe Green. Not Bradshaw?
I mean, no Roethlisberger? Maybe there's not time. Maybe.
Well, you can't do Roethlisberger if you haven't done Bradshaw, right? And if you haven't done Bradshaw by now, why would you ever do it?
I don't know.
He played 50 years ago. That's weird.
Man, he's going to wear 12, isn't he?
I think that'll be juicy. Give me Bradshaw's first. Does Fox have that first game?
Ooh.
Jets and Steelers? Probably not to AFC. Although they mix it up a little bit more. I want to hear Bradshaw on it after he takes his number. That could be fun.
Rodgers is he's back. Signs his deal, pending a physical. Off we go. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.